Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Another chapter has closed in the saga over Boston's police commissioner, but the story is not over. Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey announced yesterday that she's fired Police Commissioner Dennis White. The dismissal comes after an investigation into decades-old domestic abuse allegations against White.
The allegations and evidence of this behavior raised serious questions about his fitness to lead the Boston Police Department, and Dennis White's actions in recent weeks have done even more to erode public trust in his judgment and ability to lead.
Mayor Janey there. Dennis White served on the force for 32 years. He was interim police commissioner for 2 days in February before he was suspended. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following this story and joins us now this morning. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Bob.
So we heard Mayor Janey there refer to Dennis White's actions in recent weeks. What specifically was she talking about, Deb?
Well, Dennis White went on an all-out public relations campaign when he learned that Janey wanted to fire him a few weeks ago, and that followed an independent investigation which outlined the domestic abuse allegations against White and said that White did not fully cooperate with the investigator. White's attorney provided affidavits from family members saying that White's ex-wife, not White, was the aggressor during their marriage in the 1990s, and then those affidavits prompted White's ex, Sybil Mason, who's also a Boston police officer, to speak out and say that White was abusive during their marriage.
So what did Dennis White say yesterday? How did he respond to his firing?
Well, White's attorney, Nick Carter, said he was deeply disappointed. He said that White, a black man, was falsely accused of crimes and not given a fair trial or hearing. Attorney Carter also said he expects there will be further legal action. This is some of what he said.
Dennis White intends to amend his complaint to assert civil rights claims against the defendants, to recover for his own losses, and to send a message that this kind of treatment must not be allowed to happen again to anyone.
Now, Carter declined to elaborate on that, and we did speak with Suffolk University Law Professor Rosanna Cavallaro. She questions whether there is a legal case going forward. She says because White gave up his civil service rank when he took over as commissioner, he may be seeking some type of settlement.
The fact that he's keeping it in the public eye through this lawsuit or the threat of amending the lawsuit, I'm guessing, is what he sees as leverage to have something on his side of the scale when he tries to negotiate some kind of a settlement.
Mayor Janey said yesterday that White has made a claim of racism, but she says she would not turn a blind eye to domestic violence against a black woman or any woman.
So, Deb, what happens from here?
Mayor Janey says there will be a national search for a new commissioner. She said she's forming a committee of residents, public safety advocates, and law enforcement professionals to lead what she calls a community engagement process to define what Boston residents want from police leadership. Janey also promised better vetting and background checks for anyone in police leadership, and she said she's going to update the department's 15-year-old policy on domestic violence.
It is a new day. We have a new vision for policing in Boston. We have to reimagine policing. We have to make sure that there is accountability and transparency.
For now, Bob, Acting Commissioner Greg Long will remain at the helm. Janey says a new commissioner could be named by the end of the year.
So all of this is happening against the backdrop of the mayoral election in Boston this November. Kim Janey is one of several candidates. Have her competitors responded to yesterday's happenings?
Yeah, they pretty much agree that Dennis White should be removed as commissioner. City Councilor Anissa Asaibi-George released a statement saying, quote, Dennis White would not be part of an Asaibi-George administration. And that's interesting, Bob, because her mayoral bid has been endorsed by former police commissioner William Gross, who recommended White for the job. Another candidate, State Representative John Santiago, called it a win for the city, White's departure. But there has been some criticism criticism. City Council President Michelle Wu took issue with Janie's search for a new commissioner. Wu said this acting administration should not use city resources on a search before the general election. And in a statement, another mayoral candidate, City Councilor Andrea Campbell, said the new commissioner should be named by the winner of November's election.
Okay. And any comment, Deb, from inside the Boston Police Department?
No, no public comment, Bob. The police department, the union, and some former commissioners all declined to speak.
All right. WBUR's Deborah Becker, thanks very much.
You're welcome.